Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Michael Stacia, and in this show, we're going to discuss, something that's very important. We're going to discuss the building blocks of security. That is, what are those little pieces, little bits, those Legos, as I like to say, that go together to form the foundation that security is built upon. So, we're going to discuss that here. Now, if you would like to learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions that you would like to ask me, you know, go ahead and take note of those and then use the question and comment box below. Now, let's just go ahead and get started on this topic. Let's talk about the building blocks here. So in security, there's a number of things that can come together and determine just how effective your security is going to be. Now, security is not something you should approach as a big monolithic process. It's something that is a bunch of things come together to make an effective solution. And the better you understand that, and the better you can deal with those individual components, and when to use one or the other, and what's appropriate for a given situation, is invaluable for you. So let's take a look at some of these building blocks here. First of all, let's highlight the number one item on the list as far as building blocks. That is the CIA triad. Now, if you've been through the course, or at least the first part of the course that I've presented to you, you already learned about the CIA triad. But I don't think it's something that you can just state once and call it even. It's something that you need to make sure is driven home and you understand the point that is being stated here. So what is the CIA triad? CIA triad is an acronym that spells out the three foundations of security, the three core guiding principles that guide all the major points in security is confidentiality, keeping things secret, keeping them away from, or keep them out of the hands of those not authorized to possess them. Quite simple to deal with in order to comprehend. If I don't keep it confidential, well, you know, that means people that have seen it and observed this information that shouldn't have it. So that's a big problem. Then we have the second one, that is integrity. Integrity means that, well, the information, wherever the information's stored, wherever form it's in right now, is the form it was originally intended to be in. And it has not differed from that since whoever last manipulated or worked with that information saw it. Then you have availability. Availability means that the information's there when you call upon it. It means if you need to have that information, it's there. Information that is kept secret and its integrity is maintained, but is unavailable, might as well be worthless, because it really is. Information that's inaccessible is worthless. So when we talk about the CIA triad, that we get that out of the way. That's a building block. You always need to keep your eye on the prize and think about CIA. Now, we also have, working right alongside CIA, we have non-repudiation. Non-repudiation means that we have information and we know who it came from. Non-repudiation very clearly states that I can account for that information at any point in time. It means that if you sent it to me, I know it came from you definitively. You cannot deny it. You know it came from you. I know it's there. It says this came from so and so. I know it came from Joe Blow right there. You know, hey, Joe Blow says it didn't come from me. Oh yeah, well it says right here it came from you. I have accountability here. I know where it came from. It's incredibly important. So that's what you have when you talk about non-repudiation. Now, non-repudiation, if you've gone through and listened to some of my other radio shows, for example, the one on hybrid crypto systems and specifically digital signatures, you know right away non-repudiation. Digital signatures give you that non-repudiation. It says right there, it came from so-and-so. It was signed by so-and-so. You can't deny it. This is your signature. So that's big. That's very big to have non-repudiation on there. Now, once we've got those things down, let's move on to a couple things that I think are areas that are going to cause screw-ups a lot of quite often. I see this as it causes screw-ups is understanding two things that are building blocks of security is the whole idea of threats and vulnerabilities. Threats and vulnerabilities are something that, if you get down to it, they are very, very commonly those terms are misused. First of all, what's a threat? Well, a threat is, if you get down to it, it actually is relatively simple. A threat is something that says, okay, well, you know, we have something out there that could be a problem. The enemy has a weapon in their hands. It basically, the enemy's got a knife in their hands. Okay, well, I can kind of grasp that, right? You know, they got a knife. Or they've got a knife out there and they're ready to cut me with it. All right, well, that's a threat. Obviously, it's a threat. So the vulnerability here is that am I in any position where they can get close enough to cut me with that knife? Well, no, they're not. They couldn't. They can't get close enough. First of all, and second of all, I can see it coming. And third of all, I got a gun. So it's going to be a little bit of a problem. So you get that. Well, then we go through and we look at what? We look at something else that comes in here. As you go through and you look at threats and vulnerabilities, let's go through and look at, well, there's something that's been posted out there saying that hackers have found new vulnerabilities in IE, not to pick on Microsoft, just use it as an example. They found new vulnerabilities in IE 8. And they found that those vulnerabilities are buffer overflows. Okay, well, buffer overflows are saying, well, you know, someone can use this to cause some nastiness on your system. Well, that's not good. I don't like hearing that. I'm not feeling comfortable now. All right, so they go through and they cause some nastiness on your system. Well, I'm feeling kind of shaky. You know, it might feel good. You know, there's a threat. Okay, well, there's a threat out there. Well, then there's the problem comes in that, okay, the threat's out there, but is that really a threat to me? Well, no. I run Linux. I run the Mac OS, so I don't run IE8. So it ceases to. I'm not vulnerable to it anymore. So there's a threat, and then there's a vulnerability. So, well, threat is something that somebody has a weapon. Somebody has something that they can do to you. But the vulnerability says, is it something that is of an issue to you? Can they carry it against you specifically? So that's something, a vulnerability is a hole, a chink in your armor, as the saying goes, that someone can take advantage of. So moving right along here. Let's talk about another building block to understand in here is risks inherent in information systems. Well, one of the risks we have in information systems that is very important to understand is you always have to accept a certain amount of risk when dealing with the carbon-based element. Yep, the user. That's what I'm getting into. You're dealing with users, dealing with people that are unpredictable. Human beings are unpredictable in so many levels. So what that means is that they're unpredictable. It means they could do so many things wrong, or either maliciously or accidentally. And what does that mean for us? That means that they can do those things and cause us all sorts of grief. So you have to really be, you know, thinking about these sorts of things. Is that someone interact that system, they're inside your system, they get a certain level of trust. If someone's in your environment, they're going to get a certain level of trust. They have to be able to use it. They're inside the belly of the beast. So they have much greater access to someone coming from the outside. So we've kind of dropped our defenses there. So if someone's upset and they try to do some nastiness, they've got quite a lot of latitude to do so. So those are some of the basics on there. So let's talk about mitigation methods on here. Mitigation methods and policies that help you secure your system that much better are some administrative policies that fit in. Let's talk about the administrative policies that make your system more secure. Let's talk about the first one. Let's talk about something known as implicit deny. What's implicit deny? Well, implicit deny is something that is inherent to any secure, real secure environment. What happens on here is implicit deny means, quite simply, if I haven't in any way, shape, or form given you the ability to do something, or told you have the ability to do something, you don't get it. In other words, unless you're told otherwise, you can't. The answer is no. Unless I've told you explicitly yes, the answer is no. So that's important. That means that that if you haven't thought of something, by default, it's going to say no. The opposite being that it's implicit allow. It means if I haven't otherwise addressed it, you get access. That's bad because it means I'm not going to think of everything. Someone could get in and get access to something. Here it means I haven't thought about it. The worst that's going to happen is someone's going to call me and say, hey, I can't get access. What gives? Oops, well, let me take care of it. Otherwise, if they get access to everything, you're never going to know until you look and see, oh, I just had a disaster. And by then, it's too late. So you have that. Then we go through over to what? Let's talk about least privilege. Least privilege is another core concept, and so a core principle and guiding principle in security. Least privilege simply states that if you don't need it to do whatever you've been told you're doing, your job, whatever, if you don't need it to do that job, you don't get it. That's pretty straightforward. You don't need it, you don't get it. Notice it doesn't say if you want it. This makes no provision for want. Want is something completely different. Need is the operative word here. If you need it to do your job, not if you want it. So, least privilege, if you don't need it to do your job, you don't get it, period. Then another building block is something we call separation of duties. What is separation of duties? Well, separation of duties is best stated as, well, if there's a very important and very dangerous operation, someone gets a little disgruntled and decides they want to go through and really mess up the company badly, they could carry it out and cause a tremendous amount of harm. So what happens here is instead of giving the person all that ammunition to cause us harm, we don't leave ourselves going back to something vulnerable. What do? We go through and separate that sensitive operation among multiple, people. So that what happens there is that we go through and separate it out. No one person can do everything. It means that that person for that sensitive operation has to collude with someone else to carry it out. So it prevents sensitive operations or dangerous operations from carried out by a lone wolf. So that's what separation of duties does. Then you get other ones such as job rotation. That's another principle in here. Job rotation means that people are cross-trained into other jobs and rotated periodically, meaning that if they go through and do this, if they change to one job over another, you have a situation where one guy rolls into another job, that guy rolls into another job. If someone's doing something, something's up to no good, doing something behind your back, what happens? Well, someone's going to rotate that job at some point. When they rotate into that job, well, they're going to detect the funny business that person's trying to pull off. That's pretty straightforward there. Then we get what? We get mandatory vacations. Mandatory vacations are kind of interesting. We're literally saying that we are going to send someone away on vacation. You've heard the saying, hey, you can go wherever you want, but you can't stay here. Or you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. That's something that doesn't just work for bars. It's going out and saying, hey, you know what? You can go wherever you want, but you can't stay. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. That's what we're saying. Hey, you don't have to go on vacation, but you can't stay here. And that means that for a couple of weeks they send you out. I don't care if you go out and have fun, or I don't care if you go out and be miserable. You're just not doing either one of those things here. The idea being that by sending you away, I can put someone in your position for the time you're gone, and they can do an audit and see if you are doing anything that's kind of doesn't hold water or might suggest that you're doing something. Yes, it's a little big brotherish, but that's the idea. We're trying to catch things before they become a problem. So that's mandatory vacation. So you definitely get that. So that is just some security building blocks on here. Those are things that go towards building a more secure organization. Each one of those things has its place, and you have to go through and determine what is best to write into policy and management to get the most bang for your buck and result in a more safe and secure, you know, company and organization. That's what we are looking for ultimately, and that's why we're here taking this course. So with that being said, that is security building blocks. I hope you really kind of gave you an eye-opening idea here and gave you a different look, because another radio show has been talking about technology. So now we're talking about the administrative sides of things. So I like to say that I hope you enjoyed today's presentation, and I definitely like to thank you for joining me. If you have any questions or comments, please remember to use the question and comment box below. And if you're interested in viewing any of my other radio shows, which I hope you are, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Michael Stacia. If there is a show you would like me to do, please feel free to send me an email and let me know what that is. So once again, let me thank you for your time today, and remember to tune into GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.